Today's trance is going to be about exercise. But I would like to posit to you all that if you are not interested in exercise, your brain can pick something else that you are, in fact, interested in. And even if I use words or phrases or ideas that are relevant to exercise, if there is, in fact, something else that you find yourself wanting inspiration with, that your unconscious mind can take the ideas and the words and simply apply them to whatever else it is you're interested. So if you are interested, for example, in learning about the stock market, then your brain can take the things that I say and can apply the same type of activities and actions, which is largely doing something about it and enjoying doing something about it. And can just allow yourself to have your own personal little trance going on in your mind in a way that your brain can really be happy with and appreciate. So, get yourself as comfortable as you can be. And then, no matter what you're going to find yourself doing, let's get ourselves a little pumped up about the idea of going into trance. So I'd just like you, if it's comfortable for you, to take your arms and to make a fist with your hands and then to just lift your hands up like you are had a little dumbbell in there. And you are just lifting them. You can do both or one, whatever works best for you. Do it slowly, carefully. Don't be too hard on yourself. But every time your hand comes up, come up just a little bit more awake, a little bit more alert. And every time your hand drops down, drop down more deeply into trance. I'm also going to add in some of my own breathing as I do that. Hand up, arm down. If you wanted to, you could open your eyes when your hand and arm come up, and you could close them when your hand and arm go down. As you find yourself doing that, lifting your hand up as though you had a barbell in it, let yourself come up just a little bit and then drop down more deeply into trance as you let that go. At some point in time, you might discover that you've stopped thinking about lifting your arm up or down. Maybe your unconscious mind is doing it for you. Maybe you've just stopped. Maybe your arm has gotten heavy. You're deeply in trance. And it simply feels better to just stop moving, to surrender to that state of trance, and to feel really good and to let go. So, whatever it is that you find yourself experiencing, give in, drop down more deeply, come up with every breath, go down more deeply with every breath out, and notice how good that feels. Find yourself thinking about what that means to become better at doing exercise. Now might be the perfect time for many people. We are in our homes. It's harder for us to get out without interacting with other folks. So we stay home, and what can we do? Well, our bodies still need attention. And because our bodies still need attention, your brain can think right now about things you might enjoy finding yourself doing. There is some scientific research that has been done on about how much exercise our bodies really need. And there's this thing, which not everyone might be ready for yet, that's okay, called high intensity interval training. So some people may not be ready at all for any kind of high intensity anything. That's not the point. The point is for you to realize that you can get yourself to a place that's high intensity for you, whether or not it's high intensity for anybody else. Do it for a short period of time and then just stop. In terms of getting fit, spending 7 minutes doing a thing sometimes seems like nothing. I mean, after all, many of us probably spend hours a day online doing who knows what. I can certainly find time online to do all sorts of things. But getting me out of my chair to do 7 minutes of something else might be a little challenging. But let's make it so that it's as easy as possible for every single one of us right now, while you find yourself dropping into a deep sleep, to make these things happen. Whatever your goal is, to make it happen. From now on, allow your unconscious mind to realize that once a day, it's easy for you to say, get up, and then get down, not to the same place you were, but to the floor. As long as it's comfortable, even if you have to arrange it to make it comfortable, you can notice that you can do sit-ups and push-ups. At least most of us can probably do sit-ups and push-ups. And it's okay to modify them for your body. For example, if you would like to look at me and go, hey, there's no way I'm doing a push-up, then I'd like you to just think about doing them from your knees. Or if that's too much, to find yourself thinking about leaning against a wall and doing a push-up that way. So your feet are, you know, a little back from the wall, maybe 18 inches or so, and you lean your body in and you use the wall to do wall push-ups. If you can't do those at all, that's okay. Imagine yourself doing them if you can't do them. Same thing with sit-ups. Some people find it really easy to hook their feet under a piece of furniture and to just go to town, letting their abs crunch as they do them over and over and over again. And some people can only do them with their legs flat. Some people struggle to do them one at a time. Doesn't matter how you start. The important thing is that your unconscious mind can think about the idea of exercise, can think about the capacity that your body currently has to do a thing, and then to think about the way that your body parts, actually both need and crave to get some kind of physical activity in. All of our muscles work best when they are actually used. Otherwise, they tend to atrophy a little bit or break down, and then we become a little less strong. So allow your brain right now to think about what that means, to find yourself thinking about exercise, and then find the part of you that would like to exercise, wherever that is. And you can do this in a couple different ways, but ask that part of you. Go inside yourself, ask that part of you that would like to exercise if it would like to do that on a daily basis. And wait for either some kind of verbal signal, like a yes, or ask see if your unconscious mind lets your body respond in some other way. So physical responses are really interesting. I talked about idea motor responses the other day, where you might get a finger twitch or your hand might rise up. But when you ask yourself a question, especially if you're not used to talking to yourself this way, sometimes you get a twitch somewhere else that you didn't realize that you were going to get, or you get a sensation somewhere. And I have heard and seen about a lot of different kinds of body responses over the years. When you find yourself getting a response, no matter what it is, just ask yourself, if that's a yes, please make that stronger. So I call this a little bit woo, but really your unconscious mind has a way to communicate with us. It has many, but oftentimes on a conscious level, we just ignore them. So allowing your body, your senses to respond to you, and asking it to respond to you, is really sort of a deeply primal way to get a thing answered. So once you found yourself asking that part, if it would like to do some exercise every day, hopefully you've received a yes. If you've received a no, You can ask that part. I try to always phrase these things so that you get a yes response or so that you get no response. If you get a response that says, no, I don't want to do it, and this should be the part that actually does want to exercise, so that could be problematic. But if you get a no response, we can do something else about that in a little bit. Now, if you get a no response, or if you get no response, you're not sure, ask that part of you if it would be willing to do this if you got something valuable and useful out of it. Even if it would be if it would be okay with doing it for a couple days in a row. And if you get something out of it, if it would then continue. So ask it if it would do it for just a couple days. And then ask it if it works for you, if you're getting something out of it. And even if that's something that you're getting out of it is the sense that your stomach is a little sore, or your triceps are a little sore, or your quads kind of burned when you did a thing. Those could all be good responses that you are working a thing that can be worked. However you're doing it, let your brain get to the point where you ask yourself if it would do a thing, if it would notice that if you get a good response that you would keep doing it, and hopefully you'll get a yes response to that as well. So go ahead and go deeper and deeper into trance. Let your unconscious mind think about what that means to do exercise. Think about the kind of exercise that you might find yourself wanting to do, whether that's sit-ups and push-ups, whether that's jumping jacks, or if you put them all together, maybe that's burpees. Maybe you would like to increase your core strength and you want to do planks. Maybe you want to find yourself running around the neighborhood. If you run fast enough, will you escape the neighbors? Whatever it is that you find yourself doing, thinking about doing at any rate, imagining yourself doing. Maybe it's running in place. Maybe it's lifting weights. Maybe it's twisting and turning, doing yoga or Pilates. Maybe it's getting a really good stretch on. Oh. Whatever it is that your unconscious mind would like to do as exercise, imagine yourself doing that right now. And as you think about that, think about the motions of it. Allow your unconscious self to do that in a way that feels good, in a way that is perhaps slower than you're used to seeing people work out, or in a way that you're slower than you're used to doing yourself. Because when you start out, especially if you haven't done it in a bit, you want to make sure that you are doing it well and correctly. And if you start out slowly and you do a thing well and correctly, you teach your body good habits for how to do it without hurting yourself. And again, you may well feel pain when you exercise. If you feel too much pain, please stop doing a thing. I can usually tell if I have done something strange to my knee, for example. But doing a thing and receiving some post-workout sensations, usually my lower abs get the most sore of everything, but not exclusively there. To know that you can find yourself focused on how to do a thing correctly. There are plenty of videos out there. And if you are a Chris Hemsworth fan, he is actually doing video workouts every day, I think, on YouTube, so you could follow along. But there are probably lots of people out there that are doing this kind of thing. So you could find all the assistance you wanted in how to do a thing correctly, how to do push-ups correctly, how to do sit-ups correctly, how to lift weights correctly, how to make weights out of things that you have around your house if you wanted to do that kind of thing, what kind of body resistance things you could do if you didn't have any access to weights or other objects that you could use. Push-ups against the wall, sit-ups hooking your feet under some piece of furniture, not one that's going to slide, maybe something nice and heavy. Whatever it is, imagine yourself doing that. Imagine yourself getting out of bed in the morning, and the moment your feet hit the floor, you simply find yourself going down to do something for a few minutes every day. Then maybe you need to build up slowly. So for example, if you're interested in doing burpees, maybe you start out with as many as you can do today, and maybe say that's 5. Or maybe you decide at the beginning that 3 is enough, and I'm just going to go 3 today, and that'll be fine. And then the next day, you add one more. And the next day you add one more. Whatever it is that you're doing, do your very best to make sure you're aware of how your body feels, but also feel how very good it can feel to do these things. When you get out of bed and you do something like that, your body produces heat. One of the things that people often drink caffeine and coffee for is a little boost, a little kick in the morning. And that heat can help our body get started. But the heat from your own body can also help you get started and feel more alert and awake in a way that's really fascinating. It won't take the place of caffeine completely, but it may help to boost you if you can. If you just want to find yourself sitting in a chair and working on your arms, you can do that too. Find yourself taking a book in each hand. Try and get them to weigh the same. And do curls or presses out to the side, over your head, in the best form that you know how to. Somewhere deep inside you is a part of you that would really like to be useful. I'm going to ask that part right now, or ask you to ask that part, if it would allow you to feel a drive when you get up in the morning. If you have to go pee first, that's okay. When you get out of bed, to do a thing before anything else. To notice that there's something about that part that can realize that, say, for example, when you've done using the bathroom, and of course, washing your hands, that you can be inspired and driven to go and do a thing right then and right there. Not too quickly. You don't want to hurt yourself, just enough to get yourself going. Imagine what that might be. I happen to like burpees, so for me it might be my feet hit the floor and I move to a place where there's a rug. I actually sometimes do push-ups from my knees, so I might get a pillow down there just to help prevent my knees from getting sore. And then I would do as many as I could, as many as I had agreed with myself that would feel good. Then I'd put things away and go about the rest of the day. My body would definitely be warmer because that kind of exercise definitely heats me up. And I'm generally pretty cold most of the time anyway, those icy feet. Whatever it is that you find yourself thinking about doing, allow your brain to imagine it. And every time you imagine it, let it get more and more appealing. Every time you think about any of these things that would be beneficial for your body, and by the way, most exercise is also beneficial for your brain. People who exercise more and more as they get older have been found to retain brain size, which is a key indicator in all sorts of interesting things. So you can allow yourself to be strong now, mentally and physically, by doing some kind of exercise. You can allow your body to warm up to help get you going through the day. And allow that part to drive you to want to do this. Notice how fascinating it feels for you to find yourself getting out of bed and just doing this thing, even before maybe you're fully awake. But you've done it. And every time you do it, allow your unconscious mind to build that in as a habit, to build that in as something that feels really good. Your brain already probably knows that the deeper in trance you go, the more pleasure you can feel. You've probably heard that 100 times at least. The deeper you go, the more pleasure you feel. The more pleasure you feel, the deeper you go. So let's apply that to getting out of bed in the morning and doing some kind of activity even before you've really done anything else. You get out of bed and you do exercise, and the exercise feels really good. And because it feels really good, it drives you wanting to do and actually doing the exercise the next day and the next and the next. Hold on to how fascinating it is for your unconscious mind to assign a part of you to simply be excited about doing exercise and driving you to do a little bit of it every day. Of course, there are plenty of benefits of doing exercise beyond your brain and your body feeling really great and remaining strong. But I'll allow you The opportunity to go look that up yourself. And in the meantime, slide down deeper and deeper into trance. Hold on to your unconscious mind, going down more deeply into a place that you can just listen to these ideas and allow your brain to know that if there's a thing you want to accomplish, your unconscious mind can set a part of you to do that. You can find yourself doing it, and then that part of you becomes satisfied and happy. That part of you can drive you to do it every single day, as long as you are being careful with your body. And as you find yourself in that state of being careful with your body and getting these things accomplished, even if it's just a little bit every day, finding yourself spending 7 minutes a day to do a thing, to work yourself to a point where you feel it, to work yourself to a point where you're sweating, to work yourself to the point where your body is warm and ready to get moving in other ways, can be really powerful and really beneficial. Lock that in. Imagine yourself doing these things, whatever it happens to be. And if you can't imagine those things right now, go watch a video or two when this is over and allow your brain to think of things that would be useful for you. You can obviously work on muscles in certain specific areas, but it's good to try to find something or some things that will let you work your whole body. So do your best to find something that is easy to begin with, fun to do, to allow that part of you to build pleasure into doing it, so that every day you find yourself doing this exercise, whatever it happens to be, for however long it is, and it feels really good. And because it feels really good, the next day when you get out of bed, you find yourself wanting to do it more and more. And that part gets satisfied and gets driven to keep giving you more pleasure and more delight while you work out. Always to a safe and appropriate level. Feel how nice that is for your mind to accept that there is a thing that you could do, no matter your ability. You could find yourself doing something. And you can imagine that something. Now you can find yourself watching stuff and then building your idea about what those somethings are. And go ahead and let that part of your brain just make it happen. To do it to the very best of your current ability, and then to feel all the benefits of doing that exercise, as well as that part feeling more pleasure. And then that pleasure allowing you to do more exercise and to allow yourself to get more fit, to allow yourself to get a little healthier, to allow yourself to enjoy doing this thing so that no matter how long, if you happen to be stuck in the house, you're stuck in the house for, or otherwise, if you're not stuck in the house, it might help you feel really good to start your day, even if you had to go out and deal with other people. To just let that happen, to let yourself feel as good as you can, to let your body get into the habit of doing a thing on a regular basis, even if it's only for a few minutes a day, until you realize that you're doing this automatically, until your unconscious mind knows that it's in charge of this. It has learned to tie the shoe, aka to get up in the morning and to do some exercise before you do anything else. And it can become this really lovely self-fulfilling thing. It feels really good to do it, so you do it. Because you've done it, it feels really good, so you do it again. Let your brain hold on to that. And if you have any specific goals in mind, you can notice that you don't need to worry about what they are right now. Like I said before, if you start out doing a thing 3 or 5 times, that's enough of a goal to begin with. If you add one or more to it, by the end of the month, will you be doing 30? Will you be able to do the first 25 really easily when maybe the first day you struggle to do 3? I don't know. But the important thing is to set an expectation for yourself that you can do it and to push yourself a little bit. Our muscles work best when they're pushed a little bit. Human beings are built to walk. We could walk for hours and hours and hours a day, and it's good for us, but it's not fantastic for us in the way that some of these other exercises are. I'm not discounting you from walking, by the way. If walking is the exercise that you want to get, please go ahead and get that. But we are built for walking, and perhaps we are built less and less for doing push-ups, or for planks, or for burpees, or for jumping jacks. So as your brain thinks about these things, as you find yourself in that state of doing them, hold on to how good it feels to do them. Let your brain feel that urge, that desire, that want to do them. Let that get stronger and stronger. Hold on to all of this. Let yourself go and do some exercise or whatever it was that you wanted to do. And on the count of 10, find yourself coming up all the way, wide awake, ready to think about this today, ready to do some planning for this today. And that might be watching some videos, finding exercises that you really think would be useful. And then tomorrow when you get out of bed and your feet hit the floor, after you pee if needed, you go and you do this, whatever it is, just to start. When you start this, enjoy how good it feels. Let it feel better and better every single time. Enjoy the soreness or the stiffness that your muscles can get from working out, and know that that's okay. Do what you need to drink electrolytes or take electrolytes in if you have to, and to take care of your body. And if you do exercise tomorrow, when you exercise tomorrow, come back in here and let me know. Thanks. On the count of 10, your eyes can open up and you can feel amazingly great. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wide awake.